All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese. Phillies start out the season 1-2. And I thought I was going to be coming in here today annoyed with the Phillies, annoyed with Vince Velasquez. And, you know, we still are. But with the news coming down this morning about the Marlins, not just three or four players, but 11 total players and two coaches testing positive. Now the Phillies are directly affected. Their game tonight against the Yankees is postponed. Tomorrow night's game is in doubt. To discuss all of these things is Jim Salisbury, Phillies insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia. What is up, Jim?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jim.
What's up, buddy? How you been?
Oh, man. Great. Hanging in there.
Yeah. So what's the latest, Jim? We know that the game's postponed for tonight. First of all, what does tomorrow's night game look like? Does it look like that game is in doubt as well?
I've heard nothing official. You know, instinct-wise, I would say it's iffy, but I don't know for sure. I would think it's being discussed. I did hear some rumble that it could be moved to New York, but that is not official. That is just kind of rumble, but it's on for the moment. And things are being discussed, but, you know, as of right now, everything I know is tomorrow night's game is not affected.
Mm. So, Jim, take us through this, right? Like, we knew there were a few Marlins that were testing positive before yesterday's game, and the news is being reported right now that we know of is that they had a team meeting, the Marlins did. They agreed that they were going to play. What is protocol with Major League Baseball to – is there a protocol for when a group of players test positive for what they're supposed to do? Because it seems really irresponsible to have that game yesterday in lieu of a couple players testing positive, because then the following day 11 players are testing positive. What's protocol with Major League Baseball?
Well, protocol is, you know, if you know you've been in contact with someone, you're supposed to quarantine. I mean, players are allowed to individually opt out. The Marlins talked about it, but they decided that, you know, they wanted to play. I just think this is such, you know, 2020 is such uncharted territory for mankind, and sports and baseball being a subsection of mankind. It happened so fast that they played the game. Could they look back and say that was a mistake? You know, possibly, probably, but they played it, and the Marlins kicked the snot out of the Phillies, and the next day the Yankees-Phillies is postponed, and it's very, very logical and sound to postpone. You have to. You can't bring the Yankees into that clubhouse.
Right.
You know, the Phillies will clean it, sterilize it, as they always do, but you just don't know that there's been an outbreak, and you need to get your arms around it.
Mm. You mentioned, I guess, rumblings or a possibility of them playing in New York just to avoid having either of those teams down there in CBP. I guess when would they have to, come to that conclusion as to what they're going to do about tomorrow's game and how you make up today's game?
I don't know, Ike. I do know they have geography on their side. It's only a two-hour drive,
right,
and it is such a extenuating year, these circumstances. So I guess you could change sometime in the next, 15 hours or so. But who knows? It's just an evolving situation. I just don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
So Phillies players were tested today, Jim. Is that correct?
Yes. They were drive-through tested. They were told to come to the ballpark, driving to the parking facility, and get tested in your car as a drive-through, and then go home and wait for further instructions. The results, I'm told, will be expedited.
So does that mean today, possibly?
Don't know. I mean, don't know. There's a lot of tests, probably close to 50, I guess, Tier 1 personnel that have to be tested. So don't know if they'll come down tonight. I believe they're using a place out of New Jersey, so maybe that could help facilitate in terms of speed. But I think you're going to want to see results before you decide if you're going to play ball tomorrow.
What's the standard time, Jim, for those tests to return? Like, when these guys get tested, do they normally come back the next day or 2 days or 3 days?
You know, I think it's they get tested every 2 days, and I think they get their results every 2 days.
Okay.
You know, the Marlins showed up and had a positive test before Friday's game, obviously, you know, it was announced before Friday's game. They learned of it before Friday's game. So obviously that did not take place in Philadelphia. They had three more positive tests yesterday morning. I'm not sure if that test took place Friday in Philly or possibly Thursday in Atlanta. They stopped in Atlanta and played a couple exhibition games.
Right.
And Atlanta had a couple guys that had to enter that protocol. So, you know, this what worries me is the ripple of this. I mean,
yeah.
You got 13 Marlins personnel. They're rubbing elbows, you know, so to speak, with Phillies guys. Who knows where this thing's going to stop? There's problems in Cincinnati. You just don't know. I don't know if this jeopardizes the remainder of the season. It's MLB's worst fear. They worked really hard and put a lot of time into trying to get this thing off the ground, and now you got this this problem. I don't know where they are in terms of. I know they want to continue to play, and they're prepared to continue to play. But if it keeps spiraling, at some point, I think there becomes a responsibility issue.
Yeah. Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports Philadelphia. I mean, are these games going to be postponed, or I mean, do we just not know yet? You know, because if you lose three games in a 60-game season in 66 days, that's going to be tough to make up.
Yeah. The word I'm hearing right now is with a P, postponed, meaning, you know, they intend to make them up. Could those postponements become cancellations? I guess, sure. Anything's possible. We just don't know. Everything is fluid and everything is unknown. And we're right where we were on March 12th at the mercy of this COVID beast.
Mm-hmm. Jim, thanks, man. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens. Everything's up in the air.
Yeah, I'm doing just what you guys are doing. I'm waiting. The Marlins, I think, are still here. The Yankees are here. They came in last night. So if you see four buses roll out of town and head up the turnpike, you know tomorrow night's game is not going to be here. So maybe you could stake out center.
That's a great point. That's a great point there, Jim. Yeah, they're not going to play here tomorrow. They leave today.
And I know they have four buses because I passed them going by the airport on my way home from Philadelphia, from the stadium in Philadelphia last night. On my way home, I passed the Yankees convoy coming up from D.C. So if you see the Yankees convoy heading north, give me a buzz. You got my digits.
Will do, brother.
Jim,
will do.
Thank you.
Okay, pal.
There he is, Jim Salisbury. Yeah. I mean,
I wonder if the Yankees buses have that big emblem on the side of the logo. The Yankee logo, to let everybody know it's the Yankees.
Well, I feel like they probably have it written out on the side of the bus.
That's
like
what I'm
New
saying.
York Yankees.
Yeah, right?
I feel like as long as the Steinbrenner family owns the Yankees, that the bus will look like that, yes.
Yeah. So people know when you're rolling through.
Yep.
It's a power move.
Yeah, it's a power move, man.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm on a Greyhound, right? Or you're taking regular charter buses somewhere. Like when we took the bus up to New York, it didn't have Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles on the damn buses.
They just called
just
a charter
four
place.
Or five charter buses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Nigel Bradham didn't want to go.
Didn't like the charter.
Didn't like the charter.
Yeah.
Didn't like going on the way. Anything beats the, like, I used
not
to.
But the Yankees probably got luxury buses, right? The Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Didn't Michael Jordan soup out the minor league team's bus?
Of course
bus?
He did. You
think
he
was
good?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He wasn't riding on no damn cheese box.
No.
Yellow bus.
He was not. No, and it's not like they used to have the, before all these other buses started going up to New York City, they used to have the Chinatown bus, which ran out of Chinatown. Good Chinatown, Philly, Chinatown, New York, and they were the worst buses ever. The worst buses ever. But yeah. I'm sure they're a little bit nicer than that. All right, 215-592-9494. So you heard Ike right before Jim came on last segment where he said, power through it. These teams need to, like, the season started. There's no sense in looking back right now. Try to get through it. Right, and I'll say this about baseball, right? Like, now, right now, you're not going to quit right now, but if this happens with a couple of different teams, this season's screwed, man. They're just going to have to just end the season. That's the way I look at it. Power through right now, sure, but when inevitably it doesn't work, you got to wrap it up. And I don't know how it's going to work. I really don't. I don't know how it's going to work when you're not in a bubble. This has already happened where you have one team with this many players that have it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Brett in South Philly. Brett, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Brett.
What's up, Brett?
Hi. I just have to say that I just totally disagree with you. I just I don't understand why we're expecting them to quote unquote power through this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that it's just, it is going to get to the point where they have to cancel it. I'm a real sports fan. I was extremely excited to watch the Phillies all three games this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I'm enjoying it, I know that this is an unnecessary risk.
Well, did you want them to come back and play?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well,
they were on. If they're on, I'm going to watch them. I can't stop them from.
Oh no, I'm sure. I just wanted to know whether or not, what was your feeling on prior to this past weekend. But if you say you never did want them to come back and play, I can understand where you stand at right now.
Yeah, and it, like I said, it's an unnecessary risk. I mean, is anyone going to die if baseball doesn't happen?
Oh, you mean from a fan standpoint? No,
exactly. No, so it's,
well, at least I don't think
risk,
so.
It's just another, with Major League Baseball, this happening for Major League Baseball, with all of the money that they have pumped in and all of the protocols and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
If Major League Baseball can't get grown men to follow these rules, it just shows how we as a country are not taking this seriously. And if we want to have our lives back, these kind of things just can't happen
But Eichel said this earlier, and he's right. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that guys aren't following the rules. I mean, sometimes, and thank you, Brett, sometimes you're just going to catch it. You're going to go out. You're going to whatever. I mean, this is transmitted not just by people that are reckless. You can get it. You can get it. Just, you can be following all the rules or instructions, and someone coughs in the air. It's airborne. You know, it's easy to get. It's highly contagious. It's just, see, you can look at it two ways. That, like he said, is anybody going to die because baseball doesn't play? No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, it's an important part of our society, right? Like, it helps us at least get back mentally to being normal. Now, if they can't do it and they can't work it out, like, I'm all fine with trying to start it. But it can't be good the first weekend that one of the teams comes out and has 11 positive tests, right? We don't know the ripple effects of now. Are any of the Phillies affected? Any of the Braves affected? You know, did any of the clubhouse personnel get infected? What about them going to the hotels? Did any of the hotel staff get infected? Right? Like, it's okay. I mean, I'm all for them starting the leagues. I'm all for it. But if inevitably it doesn't work, like, you got to know when to pull the plug. It's not there yet.
Yeah, it's nowhere near being there. And nobody's thinking about pulling the plug.
No,
except
not.
For people that are overreacting to this. I don't think baseball is talking about pulling the plug. I'm going to tell you the way you don't push through this. There's one way you don't. Well, I shouldn't say one way. But the only way I would start thinking about shutting this down is if the player said so. See, that's different. Because they're the ones that have to play. That's different. So if you get a bunch of players coming out concerned and don't want to do it, that's different. Because they all have an opt-out clause. So you can opt out of these leagues as players if you want to, but you're forfeiting a lot of money. So if the majority of the players, and that would go for any of these leagues, if the majority of the real players did not feel safe doing this, and you were going to get a bunch of opt-outs, and the teams that are out there don't even resemble what the teams would normally look like, then I'd be like, you know what, this ain't even worth watching. It's not worth you doing this, because the star players aren't playing. They're concerned, right? But until I see that, I'm still in. To me, this was a hiccup. Over the weekend, I don't know how the Marlins players contracted it. I don't know how widespread it is. Maybe this is an isolated event, and it doesn't spread through the Phillies clubhouse. It doesn't spread through the other teams. And if the Marlins have to quarantine 12 to 13 players, then so be it. But unless I'm getting 10 teams, 12 teams that have to quarantine 12, 13, 14 players at one time, what are we talking about? Like, it still looks like baseball to me out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Trout's still out there. Like, yeah. I still see baseball players out there playing. And I'm not, you think I waited 5 months to in 2 days, like some of you, to all of a sudden say, oh, you know what? Nope, nope, nope. Somebody got the virus. Shut everything down. Shut it all down. It's been 2 days. It's been 2 days.
But it shows you in 2 days just how difficult it's going to be to pull this off, right? I mean, see, that's the way I look at it, is that, wow, we couldn't even get through a weekend without already having one team spread this.
It's only if you thought that it wouldn't happen.
Well, I knew it would. See, like, here's what we said. Like, here's what I said. I said, like, yeah, we know players are going to test positive. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that you would get one team that would get 11 guys and two coaches.
Nobody did.
In the first weekend. So that's why I think there's a certain shock value to, like you said, to where people are like, oh, shut it down, it'll never finish. Honestly, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen in the next couple weeks.
No, I don't.
Do we expect another team to be shut down?
I'm going to need several teams to shut down before I even start to even concern myself with this.
215-592-9494.
I just can't go from, oh, I can't wait to sports come back. I can't wait to sports come back. I can't wait till we can get sports back. And then all of a sudden you get a positive test and it's like, oh Lord, what are we going to do? It was inevitable. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the NFL.
But you can see, that, like, when Governor Wolf didn't want the Blue Jays coming to play their home games,
yes.
And, like, you can see why. You can see why with the traveling and the traveling party.
John, there are people out there who don't want them to have these sports leagues, people who aren't necessarily sports fans who are more concerned about the health of the country. I'm coming from a sports fan's point of view.
Okay. Yeah, I am too.
I'm saying there are people out there that are saying football isn't going to happen this year. Angry Al's been saying that for months.
I know.
So there are people who already feel that way. It's not like it's universal that everybody thought this was going to be safe and nobody was going to test positive. There are some people that are already saying you can't logistically pull this off. And they may ultimately be correct. I'm not betting my life that these leagues are going to be able to pull this off without any issues. What I'm saying is I want them to power through until
they can't.
Until you can't. Flat out. Until you can't.
Let's go to Gary, Northeast Philly. Gary, how are you?
Hey, boys.
What's up, Gary?
Hey, yes. Boys, you got to shut this thing down. I mean, we got to take care of the disease first and then play the baseball. I mean, this is only one team. Give us a couple more days. I guarantee three more teams are going to come out with stuff.
Okay, and then I may think differently.
All right, come on now. You can, maybe just watch a movie now or something.
No,
like
I'm tired
that.
Of watching movies, Gary. I'm tired of watching movies. I'm tired of binge watching. We've been doing this for 5 months.
I know, man. We can't. You know this is going to happen in the NFL. With all the sweat and the spitting, you know it's going to happen.
Yep. Probably.
So, I don't know. I think we got to shut it down. Let's get a vaccine. Let's fix this thing. And then we'll come back smoking in 21.
Yeah, I can't wait that long, Gary. I got to be honest with you. I just can't.
Appreciate it, Gary.
I can't wait that long.
Well, it doesn't seem like the owners and the players want to wait that long either. Let's go to Paul in Paoli, Pennsylvania. Paul, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, so we really just witnessed a giant science experiment, and that these guys were guinea pigs, and 14 of them came out with it. So I don't know, Ike, would you be cool with, like, being a guinea pig if you were in the league and they were, like, trotting you out there to basically you saw some of the initial results? How would that sit with you?
Well, as long as I'm aware of the potential risk prior to me stepping out there, and if I still decide to do it, what else am I going to do? Like what? I mean, all these guys, it's been long enough that they've been getting information. They have players' unions in all these leagues. They're all being fed the information. If there were enough players that had the concern to where they didn't want to play, they've all been given the ability to opt out of playing.
Right, and this is new information, and it's alarming. And it's,
what's new?
The 14 players testing in a 3-game series.
Well, people test positive every day.
Yeah, but over the course of a 3-game series, that much of your squad comes down with it, that's
well, why didn't it happen in radical. All the well, why didn't it happen to the 28 other teams?
We don't know yet. The data hasn't come out.
Well, they're all taking tests.
Right, so they're either not releasing it to the media or we haven't seen all the data.
Paul, there hasn't been another there hasn't been another spread that we know.
Yeah, that's
about,
what
right?
I'm talking about.
There hasn't been.
They're not going to conceal that.
Now, I think what's alarming with what I mean what happened this weekend is how easily it can spread through a clubhouse. I mean, that's just, I think that's the biggest shot. Not should it be a shock, but that's reality right now, is that you get a guy or two that gets it, it can be half the team. It can be a third of the team. Sorry, that's my that's my alarm. 215-592-9494. I don't think they should shut it down yet. It's one team. It's a reaction from the one team. But
see, to me, if it's being looked at and treated the same way from a how it can be passed along standpoint as the same way it is out in society, I mean, the social distancing, not touching, like all that stuff still remains in place. And you see these guys at certain points of the game where they are not social distancing, where they don't have a mask on.
Yeah, I mean, I watched all the games over the weekend. Jack was saying this earlier, just shots from around Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of social distancing. I didn't see a lot of mask wearing from – I mean, some of the players did.
Mm-hmm. But I also saw high-fiving and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, there was exactly. Like you said it, the first night, there was the air high-fives, and they were having fun with it. By the second day – you know, the walk-off on Friday night, there was a scrum when he crossed the plate.
At the plate.
215-592-9494.
No social distancing going on.
No. The bullpens, the Phillies bullpen and the Marlins bullpen, when they did the camera shots, there was a guy wearing a mask, and there was a bunch of other guys not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's part. When you're in the bubble, you don't necessarily have to do that stuff because everybody's tested negative and they haven't left. But these guys, you can test negative and still be, you know, you're asymptomatic and not even knowing and giving it to other people.
Yeah, and that's why the NFLPA had to send out a reminder to the players about the dangers of not practicing social distancing and everything else they need to do prior to reporting to training camp. And even when they're in these facilities and they go home, their responsibility when they leave these facilities and how their income will be placed in jeopardy if it's found out you've contracted the COVID-19 through high-risk activity, like being somewhere you shouldn't be at, like being at a pool party, like being at a strip club, like being at a bar. If it's found out you've done those things and you contract the virus, you can be fined.
Yeah.
You can be fined and penalized. So you almost got to let these players know, like, this is in your hands. We're going to do our part, making sure the NFL does their part, making sure that your workplace is safe. You got to do your part when you leave the facility. When you go into these NFL facilities, we've made sure the owners have done their part to make it safe, to make sure there isn't too many people there, to make sure times are staggered when you got staff versus football personnel. Like, this is what the owners have been doing the last couple months, getting these facilities ready to have these players. Mm-hmm. Now, the players have to make sure they take care of their business when they leave the facilities. The baseball players, when you travel to these cities, when you're at your hotels, it's your job to keep your teammates safe.
Everybody safe, yep.
And to keep everyone else safe. That's where the risk is involved, these players.
Well, all it takes is one guy to do the wrong thing, and as we're seeing with the Marlins.
Yes.
I mean, who knows where this started, and it could have been just one person.
Found out Lou Will was at Magic City.
By the way, Kendrick Perkins ripped Lou Williams for going to a strip club. He wanted the Lou Williams wings, Ike.
Yeah.
Lemon pepper barbecue. I'm actually...
DoorDash him.
Well, just don't do it or Sean Holmes did, though.
So far...
No, he was in Atlanta. He could have DoorDashed where he was at in Atlanta.
The two people
that's
gotten in the most trouble is because of chicken wings. Is that right? I love wings, too. I mean, I can understand it.
Didn't know there was such a problem with the NBA bubble. Did you imagine chicken wings being the thing that's going to tear apart the NBA bubble?
No, it was other... No, never mind.
Lou Williams fighting back on Twitter to Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, come on, Lou. Let it go, Lou.
15 years in this business, and the most dirt you have on my name is stopping to get hot wings during a pandemic. Perk, shut up. And stop laughing and saying it's just TV when you run into me, too.
Stopping to get hot wings.
Stop, Lou. Let it go.
Yeah, he's just got to
take your public lashing and move on. That's your fault.
He was wrong.
Not only did you go to Magic City, you took a damn picture in Magic City.
He had his mask on, though, right?
Yeah. But he took a picture with a rapper, and the rapper puts it on his Instagram.
Were the wings in the photo?
I didn't see any wings in the photo.
They do have wings named after them, though. I looked at the Yelp review, and they are known for their wings. Let me tell you,
you don't get food named after you at a strip club because
by accident.
Yeah. I'm spooning with Sparty nightly.
Yeah, it's not an accident.
I mean, I heard James Harden's jersey is hanging in one in Houston. They don't hang your jersey in a strip club for no reason.
215-592-9494.
That means you're a gold member.
Should these leagues power through or seriously consider shutting this down? Also,
see, that's when Lou Will got to be like Avon Barksdale. When Cuddy needed the money for the boxing, and he wanted to put Avon Barksdale's picture in there, and he was like, man, you know I want my damn picture up in the damn gym.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want.
Yes, last thing I want is you putting my picture up in here.
Also, Carson Wentz, where he ranked in the NFL top 100. We'll throw that into the mix coming up next.
Sham!
As well. Marks and Reese on 94 WNBA. Hey, listen, the final 22 teams have made their way to Orlando, and we're ready to get back on the court. And listen, basketball is back, and to celebrate the return, DraftKings Sportsbook's giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet 20 to win 100 on any team of your choosing. Take advantage of these slam dunks offers. It's easy. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. And don't stress if you weren't able to get your bets in before tip-off. DraftKings has you covered with live betting on all games. And if basketball is in your game, DraftKings offers special odds and promotions on all sports ranging from MMA to baseball. And DraftKings Sportsbook's U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. It's easy to deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Philly when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get a special odds boost. You bet 20 to win 100 on a team of your choosing. Code Philly and boost your odds to 20 to win 100 only at DraftKings Sportsbook.